get right into the heart of Shaw's philosophy and what Shaw was driving on about. So when the Radio 3 asked me if I would like to do a commemorative production, I, for nostalgic reasons, said yes, primarily, I think. Nostalgic because I remember the first production and because I believe passionately in what the third programme stood for. Less, I'm bound to say, in what Radio 3 stands for, because I think the perpetual excusing itself and telling the audience not to be frightened of its standards or at the height of its brow is a sign of current times and pretty worrying. In fact, the first request I had over Man of Superman was that if I wanted to do it, when could they have my cuts? And I said, cuts? You didn't cut it in 1946. And they said, oh no, I'm sure we didn't, but you know, I mean, times change and we've got to think of our audience. To which I replied, you don't have to think of your audience, you have to think of what you're doing. And what you're doing is Man and Superman. And if Shaw was here, he would go raving mad if you cut it. So if you want to cut it, get somebody else to do it. So they said they'd have a meeting, and they had a meeting, and they decided to make it an event, another buzzword of current times. And as it's an event, it can be full length. And I look forward